Diplomacy is often about far more than what's on the surface. And yesterday's exchange of messages between Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Obama has as much to do with a changing geopolitical landscape as it does with reconciliation 75 years after the Pearl Harbor attack. Japan has a growing concern about its relationship with the U.S. and about the balance of power in the Pacific. Chad Blair has that story in this morning's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chris.
Lurking in the background of this exchange of messages is China, yeah?
Yes, China looms large, and I should say that this story that we have up on the site today is from Kirsten Downey. Kirsten's our new D.C. reporter based in D.C., but she was actually at Pearl Harbor yesterday with me for the ceremonies. And, you know, you mentioned it right there at the top, reconciliation. Everybody was talking about the past and what happened, and Abe seemed to come very close to an apology, expressing sincere condolences. But really, in many ways, the visit was about a show of force going forward. There was Abe, there was Obama, the USS Missouri behind them with all the cameras and capturing that image. And there's the Japanese flag and the U.S. flag flying side by side. Abe clearly wanted to send a message, and Obama very much agreed with it, that this is an important relationship going forward because, in particular, China is really emerging as a dominant player in the Pacific, and that's something of a concern to both nations.
China is making some moves that border on the belligerent, isn't it?
Well, you know, it depends on how one interprets it, but that's what some of our admirals and commanders have said. Now, first of all, they're building a network of artificial islands in the South China Sea. And let's make no mistake, those are overseas military bases. There was the seizure of the underwater drone a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Certainly that's a concern. One admiral actually remarked that for the first time in 25 years, there's competition for control of the seas, and in particular the Pacific Ocean. And that's something that Harry Harris, the admiral here at PACOM, is saying we are really going to keep our eye on. We can't let that happen.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Abe was among the first to meet with the president-elect.
The first, actually,
While
he may have gotten calls from other leaders, Abe actually showed up, met with the president-elect, and of course Trump had his family there, including Ivanka. It was a very tightly controlled situation, only covered by a small media, Japanese media there. But he was the first, and he was making in person to shake his hand and say, we're looking forward to working with you. That's pretty bold when you think about it, because Obama, of course, supported Hillary Clinton, his designated successor to be president, and of course she lost.
Well, this all goes to the symbolism of diplomatic initiatives, you know, the importance of that picture from Pearl Harbor yesterday, the importance in Japanese media of the prime minister shaking hands with the president-elect. There's a whole world of symbols going on under the actual event, isn't there?
There are, and those will be the lasting images. By the way, yesterday at Pearl Harbor, I'd say there were far more Japanese media than there were American and other international reporters. It was amazing how large the Japanese press corps was.
Well, that's interesting in and of itself. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Thanks, Chris.
Every day we bring you a reality check with Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair.